All right, so this is a beta run. I'm just trying to podcast with my kids. I have Kalina here.
Hey.
I have Nyla here.
Hi.
And we're just gonna goof around a little bit. I'm just gonna ask them random questions just to get their inputs and outputs on.
I'm a baby head.
All right, so let's just talk about our day today. So, Clint, okay. How was your day today?
It was good. Just did practice EOCs or the practice worksheets for our test tomorrow or this week. But our test tomorrow is reading. I think I'm gonna do good.
Okay, so for the people that don't know what an EOC is, what's an EOC?
End of course test that we take at the end of the school year.
Okay, and how do you think? Are you ready to take those tests? What do you think?
Well, I don't know about math. I'm struggling with some standards. Well, I mean, we practice in class, but I just think students really kind of ask about it.
Okay. Well, good luck with that. And you know, I'm always here. So if you need help, then I will help you, even though I may not want to. Okay. Now it's your turn, Nyla. So how was your day today? What did you do today?
Play with my friends. And then sit on the carpet. And then read some books. And then fire them up, poopy head.
You did. You farted on a poopy head. Who? What is that? So, what books did you read?
Elijah book.
Elijah's book? Who is Elijah?
Eklund.
You know her last name?
Elijah Harmison.
You're so smart, baby. What else did you do? What did you have for lunch?
Some cereal and some bananas and some graham crackers and some oranges.
That's breakfast. What did you have for lunch, girl?
Some pizza.
Mhm.
And some milk.
Some milk.
And some pineapple head.
Some pineapple heads. It was good.
I ate the pineapple heads and then they had some faces.
Ooh, okay. So did you go outside today?
Yeah.
Okay, so Kalina, what did you have to eat today?
For breakfast.
Just everything throughout the day.
For breakfast, they served this waffle chicken, but I ate chicken because it was nasty. And then I had some apple juice with strawberry milk. And for lunch, I had pepperoni pizza.
Last
time I had
like five. Daddy, I want to take a bath. Wait, give it to me. So what's up with you on watermelon? Like, why you always got to eat that? Is that your favorite fruit?
Yes.
Do you put salt on it?
No.
Sugar?
No.
Tahini?
No.
Cuffles? I want to take a bath.
Okay. What's that got to do with
it? Alright, you're trying to speak up. Give me it.
Why are you being so bossy?
Can you give me it?
No, I told you I'm going to do it like this. What do you got to say? You don't have to touch it. Don't touch it.
I'm a poopy head booty for...
I don't think we're going to put that on a podcast. They're going to ban you. They're going to ban you from the podcast. You got... Put your dress down. You are wild. Why are you so wild? So, Nyla, I asked you earlier, would you want a beard like Daddy?
A pink beard.
A pink beard? What about you, Kalina? Would you rock a beard?
Yeah.
For real? Yeah. If you was a guy?
Mm-hmm. No.
Huh? Mm-hmm. What you mean? So you rock a beard as a girl?
I want to be a guy.
You want to be a guy? Why?
Because I want to. I want to be like you, the same.
Aw, you're so sweet. You had to roll your eyes. So, my children, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be daddy.
What? You want to be me? Why you want to be me?
Because I want to. I want to be you and Kanina and Mommy and Major.
You can't be all of us. What job do you want to do? Like, do you want to be a fireman? Do you want to be a police officer? Do you want to be a doctor?
I want to be a doctor.
You want to be a doctor?
Yeah.
Well, what do you want to do to people?
Check them out.
Check them out. Make sure they doing good.
And then they hit by a car.
If they get hit by a car.
And then they run, let me show you. Like, they run like that when the car crashed on them.
Yeah, you silly. What about you, Kalina?
Either a lawyer or an engineer.
What about both?
Daddy, do my princess.
I don't have too much stress.
Too much stress?
Yes.
I would do both.
I'm going to do both.
Yeah. But you do whatever your heart feels, okay?
Daddy, can you do my princess?
What do you mean, your princess? What, princess what?
That you did, like, the police officer, the fireman, the doctor.
Oh, you want to be a princess?
Yeah. And like I say, do you want to be Elsa or Belle or Aurora?
Do you want to be Elsa, Belle, or Aurora? Aurora? Aurora?
I want to be Elsa.
Elsa. So played out.
Right? Freeze you!
Why do you want...
Freeze!
No,
freeze!
It don't work for this.
Freeze!
Let me ask you a question.
Okay, fine.
Why do you like Elsa so much?
Because I do.
But why?
Because I do.
But there has to be a reason. Why?
Because I do like them.
Well, question. What do you want to eat tonight?
Oh my gosh, pasta.
Okay, I'm gonna get you some mac and cheese from Panera. And you're gonna eat it on. Sit your butt down.
What no, you, you sit your butt down.
I feel like
eating burgers. Panera do have new chicken sandwiches. They look like burgers. Panera is good though. Panera is good. So let's try their burger then. A chicken burger.
So it's like Popeyes.
I think. I don't know. We'll see.
So, my Kalina, turn.
We already asked you. So, Kalina, what are your goals or plans for this summer?
I want to get in a basketball program. To practice basketball for freshmen or sophomores.
Freshman.
Well, I don't think I'll be good enough for freshman.
Oh, so you trying to say you just want to get ready, yeah, just in case you don't make freshman and then do JV or whatever. So you want to do a summer camp, something like that.
Yeah. Okay. And then still hang out with my friends.
I mean, the summer camp shouldn't be that long, but you got to stay persistent. I already told you I'm going to get you a basketball goal soon. So. What about you? I'm sorry. Go ahead,
And then I still want to... Oh, not still. But I want to try out flag football.
About all that. We'll see. I'm down. We'll see. What about you, Nyla? What are your goals and what do you plan to do this summer?
Play poopy basketball, pooty.
You just out of chain, ain't you? What you want to do, Fred? Stop being silly. What you want to do? What you want to do this time?
Play basketball.
Okay.
And play Soccer ball?
Soccer ball, okay. Tell her about herself, Nyla. Get her. Okay. I didn't say nothing about your what you want to do this summer.
I don't want to do nothing to you when I'm my center.
Summer.
Summer.
Girl.
Girl. Nobody cares.
All right, y'all got anything else y'all want to talk about?
Yep.
What you want to talk about?
I want to play with my horsey and my toys and my pillows and my dresses and my pooly nose.
Mm-hmm. Do you like putting makeup on Daddy?
Yes. And I want to do my makeup. I'm just playing with Daddy and Mommy and Kanina and Tyson and Major.
But you put Major out in the garage, though. Why did you do that?
I don't know.
Yes, you do. Why did you do it?
Because I want to.
Clint, you got anything?
Something. The mama's broke.
Why are, well, some parents, why are they so cautious about some teens downloading social media?
And I keep playing with my friends all the time, and then I still love you.
Hush, that ain't, I love you too, but I ain't got nothing to do with that. Your sister asked me a serious question.
She touched my hair.
See? Y'all stop.
Because I don't want her to touch my hair.
Y'all can't be doing this for the pod.
They look like a people. Your microphone looks like a people.
Y'all, you ain't got no etiquette. Sit down and hush.
Your microphone looks like a people.
Hush. So, the reason why is because social media is a very dark avenue. Because even though, I mean, you may have friends and family on social media, is always that one person that may hit you up that you don't know. And they're going to be a little too nice, and then they end up getting your information, and then they end up... I mean, it's not very rare that stuff happens like that, but, I mean, it does happen enough. And then just parents are just overly cautious. Not saying that you're not going to ever be able to get it, but when you start making, not you per se, but...
But Daddy!
Hush, Nyla.
I love you.
I love you too.
Oh my gosh.
But the, But say, for instance, the teenager doesn't... The teenager isn't doing what they need to do at home. So sometimes the parents don't feel that the teenager is responsible enough or doesn't have the mental capacity yet to figure stuff out. There's no knock on the teenager. It's just, you know, just being cautious. And that's what a parent does, Clint. A parent supposed to help guide you through life. You know, social media ain't everything. Social media can also ruin you. So... But all social media ain't bad. It's good social media out there, too. Anything else?
Yes.
Nala, you fired. You ain't coming back.
Oh, my gosh.
Just me and Kalina gonna do it. How would you be as a parent? Would you let your kid get on social media? And don't say it just because... You want to get on social media. Nala, get down.
Yeah, I would at a certain age.
What age?
Like, around my age.
Like, I'm in the must be.
Well, so, yeah, my age or older. But then I wouldn't, like, look through the phone or anything. Because I don't want to, like, be overprotective. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna just like ask, well, not ask for time, but I'm like, think. Or at least follow their account. So, like, I know what they're doing and what type of stuff they're posting.
Yeah. Okay. So, alright.
If,
so.
If I trust them enough, then I won't just go snooping through their phone. But I know that they would be smart enough not to text random strangers.
Okay, but what if they have done it before in the past? And you can't always, like, just because you follow your kid on social media, you don't see their DMs. Stop, Mama.
Yeah.
You don't see their DMs and stuff like that. And let's be honest, Kalina, all kids hide things from their parents. So, you know, but like you said, it all comes down to trust. If I trust you, then you should trust me. And don't break that trust. And then you never know what you can get. When you become, you know, if you a trustworthy kid, I think you're very trustworthy. Tyson has gotten a lot better. He's very trustworthy. Just when I was at home last week, he told me he stay up on his phone and he don't get no sleep. And you know, I don't think he would have said that 2 or 3 years ago. He would have lied to me. I mean, that goes a long way. So. But yeah, we've been talking for almost 17 minutes. I think we're going to wrap it up because I got to get a little stank bug in the tub with some bubbles. You ready to get a bubble bath?
I want to take a bath while I'm playing with my bubbles with the mustache.
Okay, we're going to do that.
Wait. Why do some parents, like, not trust some of their kids talking to like other people in other states, like, but like you actually know that person is who they say they are.
Because it's pointless. It's like a waste of time.
But like, what if you just want them to be your friend?
I mean, that's fine. Yeah, when you get older. You older.
What if
older.
Your age?
Huh?
What if they're your age too?
My age?
No, my age.
I'm about to say, girl, you crazy?
Like my age.
Yeah, if they your age, that's fine. But and if you know them, if you know that person, and you know that person is real, then you need to bring it to your parents first. Don't be trying to hide it. I mean, you just think it's okay, but you still up on the household. Like, you know, we're not trying to be controlling. Because, I mean, if you're controlling, then that's when, basically when you get out of the house, that's when you get butt wild. And I ain't trying to have you butt wild in these streets. That's why I kind of be like, I'll let you do your own thing. I want you to do your own thing. I want you to experience stuff. I want you to fail so you can learn from your mistakes. That's all about life. I fail every day in life. You know, it is what it is. I'm learning. I'm 37. I'm learning stuff every day. Oh my
god. What is it with mommy? What is it about FaceTime?
What? I don't want to talk about it. What you about to say? Yeah. I can edit it out.
FaceTiming boys.
I don't know. You're going to have to ask your mama that. I'm different. Like, I'm not your mama. I mean, the only thing I can think of
Daddy is
that she just think little boys are mannish and nasty. I was your age, I was nasty. All I was thinking about is, you know, stuff I ain't supposed to be doing, you know what I'm saying? 14?
Whoa.
I'm saying 14, boys was talking about everything. I know that's what y'all still do. Because, I mean, it's just, it's just a revolving door. It just keep going to the end of time. It's gonna be like that when she get your age. It's gonna be little managed boys, and she just stuck in her generation. That's all. I mean, we all are. I mean, I'm the same way. I don't want you FaceTime no boy. Anyway. Well, I mean, I guess it's about that time that you're going to be making a decision. You're going to be having a boyfriend here pretty soon. So. I guess. Can't say no every day. But yeah.
That's all.
That's it?
Look at you, Kanina.
All right.
Kanina.